Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello and welcome, everybody. I am Lindsay.
And I'm Allie.
And this is Two Girls, One Podcast. And I'm glad you're tuning in because it's just us two girls and Matt and the podcast today.
Hey, I'm here.
But
and it's so unfortunate. No, I'm just kidding.
No. It's great. And we're actually recording on the spookiest day of the year, Friday, October the 13th. Wow.
I'm sorry. I can't not. What are you guys doing for Jihad Day?
What?
Allie.
How could we not make jokes?
I literally don't even know. Is that a meme?
Wait,
is that a thing?
Matt,
sorry,
you don't know?
I'm so,
it's been
so
declared
stupid.
An international day of jihad by like one of the former leaders of Hamas.
Gotcha. Okay, right.
And I just want to know what everyone's doing for jihad day.
Yeah,
I had a coffee date with a older white man who during the coffee date, it was revealed that this idiot voted for Trump. And so I was like, oh,
that
wow,
feels
I got to go.
For jihad day.
Yeah.
This is a date like a Tinder tragedy. Romantic date or an old acquaintance? What is this?
It was a Tinder date, but it turned out not to be tender or romantic.
I don't think that's what Tinder guarantees, you know. I don't think that's what they're promoting.
Yeah, it wasn't actually Tinder. It was some other dating
I want both of you and every single person to like go on a date and sit down like, "Hey, nice to meet you. So, did you vote for Trump?" No. Okay, great. This may continue. Go on. You know what I mean? Can
I'm
you do
just
that?
Like,
well, I usually suss that out before I go on the date. So, Lindsay, I have note.
I'm usually like, who's going out with me based on what you see on this profile, thinking that I'm going to be okay with this?
Yeah, right.
Honestly, I'm like, ugh, whatever.
Yeah, but anyone who, look, if
older
I hate
white
to say it, but if you vote for Trump, you know, your reasoning skills might be a little bit, you know what I mean? So,
and what's so funny is like, these guys are always like, well, I just wish people would stop talking about race. And I'm like, yeah, because you don't have to think about it if other people don't talk about it. Mm-hmm. It's like not affecting you, but whatever. That was just, I just couldn't believe it. I was like, I cannot believe. And he's the one that brought it up. Like we could have totally
I was about
passed
to ask,
time.
How did you figure it out?
He was like, he said, I don't even know what we were talking about. Well, he was like, well, you don't like Biden though, do you? And I was like, I like him more than I like Trump. Uh-huh. And he was like, I don't. And I was like, sir, you want to talk about this. And I want to now leave. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what we were talking about, but we did not have to get into that. If he was like, maybe I'll be able to make out with this hot black lady.
And yeah. Now well, then, so the nail hits the coffin. And then how much longer are you sitting there being like, I need to leave. Like, how do you get out?
You just like casually, like you finish your coffee all the way immediately is what I did. Wow, this maple latte was delightful, and now I have to never talk to you again.
Look
then
at
you
the time.
Yeah, I mean you don't have to be rude because he wasn't being like, he was just horrible, but not like aggressively horrible. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think your point is he was. Alarmingly not a match, but not being rude in the moment.
Right. Mm-hmm. He was like, well, it's not like, I mean, do you think, oh, he's bad because he's a racist? And I'm like, yes.
One of many reasons.
What? And he's like, I don't think so. Like, why does everybody make it about race? And I'm like, sir, you know, that's why you brought it up.
And you could also just spread a bunch of documents on the table and be like, here's 91 felony counts.
Yeah.
Pick any of them.
Yeah. He was like, well, it was just so ridiculous. And I'm just like, there's no reason to sort of engage. And they get so defensive and they want to engage. And then they're like, I don't really want to talk about it. And I'm like, me neither, dude. Like, mm-hmm. I absolutely did not want to talk about it. And so then you just kind of wait for them to fizzle out on their own. They just won't stop talking until they can't keep talking because you're not fighting with them. There's really no reason to fight. And I just want to get away. You know what I mean? I'm like, this is going to be a waste of my time and energy. I'm waiting for it to be over. You wait for them to fizzle out. And then you're just like, well, I think I got to get something from CVS. So have a great day. Bye. You know?
So Allie, what is your operational playbook for sussing out before you actually get on the date? Is this a social media recon job?
Asking.
It's pretty, asking on the
pretty
app.
Simple.
Okay.
Pretty easy, pretty quick. Asking, looking for clues, checking their social media, and doing a video date instead of a real date.
Right.
Oh, God.
I've got a system. And
what question are you asking?
Failed me.
Are you point blank saying, who did you vote for in, 2020?
I don't know how this slipped by Lindsay. I feel like there are a lot of warning signs before.
I'm not like Allie. First of all, I'm black. So if you're like going out with me, I'm just assuming too much, obviously. But also I don't have time for video dates. They're very uninteresting to me. And
what do you mean you don't have time? They're less time.
I don't
time,
feel like
Lindsay.
I learn anything from them. They feel like just an inconvenience.
I've dodged so many bullets.
Well,
I hate using that phrase right now. You know what I mean?
I've done it before, but oh my gosh. Speaking of dodging. Okay. I'm going to just say this last thing. It's that at least when you go out with someone, it like wasn't wholly unpleasant to me. He wasn't like a horrible idiot Trump supporter, right? He was just like, I'm white and rich, and so I need to maintain a conservative outlook or whatever. And so at least I got a free coffee out of it. Whatever. It's fine. Anyway, speaking of dodging bullets, I flew out of Atlanta yesterday, but 2 days ago, there was a mass stabbing at the Atlanta airport. Did you guys read about this?
Nope.
I was like, holy moly, Atlanta, you're wild. And my friends who I grew up with, some of whom still live in Atlanta, were texting. We were on like a group text thread about it. And my friend is like, well, at least when Lindsay flies out of the airport tomorrow, we know that she's got all those skills from years of dodging dodgeballs could dodge those stabs if she needs to.
If they're throwing the knives, Lindsay's all set, but I don't know about the rest of
it. If they're running at me with one.
I don't know if you want to get into that, but like, what the fuck? And is there a motive? Is this a hate crime?
I read
is this a
very
psychotic
little
person?
As in nothing about it. I saw the headline and was like, damn, that's crazy. And then I moved along because there's so much bad news. There's just so much that sometimes as soon as I see a bad news thing, I look for a video of a dog doing something cute.
Oh, well, very nice.
Yeah, there's a lot of cute dog costumes this year, like the UPS worker one. Have you seen that?
It's like, I feel like that's a perennial favorite.
Yeah, love it. And they have an alternate of it where it's instead of holding a package, it's a Chucky dog costume and it's holding two knives or like bloody scissors or something. Also hilarious.
So have you decided on your costumes?
Yes. And I'm glad you said costumes plural. And I feel like you're talking to only me because
I was asking both of you,
but
clearly you have multiple. So go on.
I'm going to be Maleficent for Disneyland's Oogie Boogie Bash. And I'm also going to be a dragon because I bought a purple unitard and I have to utilize it.
Okay. Will you be doing any dragon role play on the internet?
You know, I should ask Toy Dragon for some tips because hopefully someone will approach me and want me to be a hot, sexy dragon for them, like specifically. So looking into it. Allie, what are your costumes?
I was thinking of going as Barbie, but like a barbecue. Do you know what I mean?
A barbecue.
Like I'll wear like a grill and like a shrimp and be like, I'm Barbie.
Yep. I was hoping you'd have the shrimp on there and chef's kiss.
I think that's what I'm going to do. But let's be honest. The only thing I've been doing this week is freaking out and reading news about the Middle East. That's it. That's the only thing that has been happening, which I feel is the real Halloween. And you know, we discussed not getting into it, but I also just want to say that's the only thing I'm doing right now. It's not productive. It's not good. It's not, it's not helpful for anybody, but it is what I'm doing. And then I try to get work done.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's map day.
Here's a question without getting into the weeds on it, and maybe this is a bad idea, but what I'm struggling most with is discussing the issue and the news with other people in friend and family circles, because I feel I'm encountering people who, like, friends who are like, I'm on Facebook and it's so bad and so horrible and this and that. And I'm like, you should just be looking at news about the geopolitical situation.
I agree.
Not
I think what
about-
has been way more upsetting to me is not the news. It's going on social media and seeing
that's what I mean.
People who I consider friends being like, well, Israel has mandatory conscription and therefore they're not civilians. And I'm like, that's your hot take the day after people are slaughtered at a music festival. Got it. Mm-hmm, you know, and I'm a very big advocate of, like, both sides are fucked. Mm-hmm. You know, the attacks on Saturday, atrocious. Israel's response, gonna be even worse. You know,
right. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Already has been. It's just everything is. So it's, I just feel like we're in a horrible time loop. Like, it
nobody
feels
is
like-
sane and nobody knows what they're talking about. I majored in Middle Eastern studies, and I will also acknowledge a very long time ago. So I feel like I know more than the average person, and I still only know about 2%.
Sure.
And then people are doing their hot takes. You know what I will say, though, just to close it up on a happy note, which is that I have a friend from college, Lindsay. I think you know him, too. He is born and raised in Ramallah, Palestinian.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing vile takes from, like, Muslim friends. But my friend who was actually born and raised in Ramallah, he's an incredible person. I finally heard from him yesterday. All he's doing is talking about peace. He's now looking for an Israeli co-founder for his next startup. I mean, he's an incredible human. And it lowered my blood pressure by, like, 3,000%. And last night was the first night that I slept in since this has happened.
Wow. Yeah.
And I literally think it's because of him. Like, he's just an incredible person. And I was so upset by everyone's fucking dumbass take, you know.
Yeah.
People
being like, those babies weren't beheaded. And I'm like, I don't, how is that? They're still there. I don't care how they were killed. They are verified killed, you know, like, and people are posting this, like, within hours of the attack, people being like, well, Israel deserves this. And I'm like, I don't understand how we can't get behind, all of us, the idea that everything that Hamas did on Saturday is atrocious and Israel's response is going to be horrible.
Response has already been horrible, though.
Everybody should be on board with that.
Yeah. The thing that is super upsetting, and we really were like, we're not going to talk about this because not going to.
It is what it is.
Yeah, is that, like, the number of people that have been killed in Palestine is already the same number as it's.
Yeah,
like,
no, it's going to be so much. That's the other thing too that makes me mad about my friends who are like, free Palestine. This is what resistance looks like. I'm like, this is what resistance looks like.
That is not what resistance looks like. No.
Yeah, that's my point. I'm like, and this is going to be. Anyone with a brain knows this is going to be so bad for Palestine. And if you support Palestine, you should be condemning these attacks because they're not going to be helpful. This is going to be as helpful at bringing democracy and solutions as the Arab Spring, which did so much. I remember when people were like, oh my God, the Arab Spring is amazing. People are speaking out across the Middle East and now there's going to be democracy everywhere. And I, being the only one of all these people who had spent time in Egypt and Palestine and Israel, was like, there's no way this is bringing any good. This is just going to create a power vacuum.
That's
what happened. This is going to be as successful as the Arab Spring. It is not going to be successful. Like, if you support Palestine, you should not support anything that has happened in the last week.
There's also just no seemingly way forward. So it's like, all of this is very, very bad, but pre this, it was also very, very bad. And people are just feeling like they need to choose sides, which is also very, very bad. Like, Jamie Lee Curtis posted a picture of children bleeding and fleeing. And it was like, oh, this is so heartbreaking watching this happen to children. Like, I stand with Israel. But she had posted pictures of Palestinian children.
And when someone raised
when someone raised the clarity to her that this is what she had posted, she took it down instead of saying this is still very, very tragic and sad.
Yeah.
So it's just like, if you are on the outside, stop speaking out when you don't know what's going on. Start listening and start humanizing both sides to yourself. Mm-hmm. There was I think it's been shared very widely. Many people have probably seen it, but there is an Israeli author who was like, if you want to know what's going on, read a Palestinian author. Because if you are a Western person looking at this video, you've probably already read some Israeli authors, and you probably have not read a Palestinian author. And so I literally checked out a book by a Palestinian author, and like, these are the ways to sort of get yourself connected to what is going on when we're starting from so far away and from such one-sided information, which is, you know, what we have in this country, especially in the US. So I just think the biggest thing we can do moving forward is humanizing both sides to yourself and looking at everyone who is being affected by this horrible strife in Israel and Palestine as people. And that's what I'm going to say. That's what I'm going
to
do.
I love
and that's
that note
I'm
about the Israeli author saying to go read a Palestinian author. Yeah. I mean, there's people on the ground doing incredible piece work, and that's the stuff that we should be highlighting and supporting in normal times. You know, that's, this is not what resistance looks like. But anyway,
and piecework can be, hey, I'm on the ground funneling, you know, food and water to people. And piecework can also be starting a business with people from both territories,
or so
reading literature or takes from both, you know, cultures. It is striking me now in this moment that is also important piecework that may not solve it tomorrow, but could solve it, you know, could lead to understanding.
It'll be way more effective than what's happening now.
Yeah, exactly. Good.
Yeah. I mean, the Palestinian cause is not trying to be forwarded by Hamas. People conflating the two is one of the biggest problems.
Yes.
Like the Hamas attacks, the timing, the day they did it, there's no goal besides pain and hatred. There's just no goal besides those two things when you look at what was done. So it's not like, oh, this is for Palestine. It was not for Palestine. It was for hatred and inflicting pain, and that was
That's
it.
My main issue with the taking sides, as I think Ali said, or maybe Lindsay, like there are many sides. There aren't just two sides, because there are governments and terrorists, and then there are civilians, and all of them have different, they're going to result in different consequences and relationships to the conflict. And I love what you're saying about human, you know, let's humanize mostly here the civilians, who I would assume most of them just want to live their fucking lives. They're not entangled in the terrorism or the government policies that have, you know, brought us here. It's crazy. Agreed. Complicated, obviously.
So I think I'm going to go as a Barbie, but like a grill.
Yes, I love this.
But honestly, I have not given it any thought, and I love Halloween. I need to.
It's a great costume, but then you have a little work to do if you want to make that happen, right?
You got this. I believe in you. I think that's very, very doable. Someone you know has a shrimp stuffed animal, right? Come on.
And I could get that on Amazon, no problem.
Yeah, do it. Yeah, get it. We're ready.
I would like to see a graph of like the Amazon purchases on October 28th or whatever, where it's like, order this bullshit Ruby's fucking piece of shit costume.
I would actually love to see like the way Pornhub has data. I want to see the data of like the cost, the trends on Amazon leading up to Halloween. Like how many nurses, how many
Christmas.
Little kittens. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's,
agree.
Oh, someone should do that.
I'm sure they do. Someone's already doing
that. Well, people who work at Amazon certainly keep that close to the chest, I assume.
Interesting. Why? Just be like, hey, this is trending. You should get it. I feel like I have bought more Halloween-themed things this September and October than ever. I bought like 8 throw pillows that say like trick or treat, Sanderson Candle Company. You know, like what is wrong with me? It was... I'm borderline unwell, and when I get back and assess what I've done, some of that shit has got to go back. It's crazy. Unwell. It's fine.
What is your decorating vice? Is it Halloween? Is there other do you care about that? Because as I'm getting older, I'm really not caring about decorating for holidays anymore. I could, I like having a real Christmas tree a lot. That's important to us. The rest
to
can
us,
go, this, go to hell.
The Jews, to us, the Jews.
Well, I don't consider myself to be Jewish. I'm not religious at all. So we celebrate secular Christmas in our home.
I love that.
Because it's fun. It's the fun thing that we do. It has nothing to do with religion.
I love taking in all of the holidays. I think I've told you this before. I had a Purim St. Patrick's Day party one year where we made green Hamantaschen and everybody dressed up in green. It was fine. And I've also...
That is so niche.
Well, yeah, I just like taking every, like doing all of the fun parts or even the challenging parts. Like I like fasting for Ramadan and participating in Lent, you know, it's just like, it's a group thing. We're like, people are doing this together. We're going through something. We're sharing in an experience. So I like that.
You know what? It's nice to live in a multicultural country and especially in multicultural cities like LA and New York and such. It's nice to have friends and family who are all across this cool spectrum.
Yeah,
what
agree.
What a concept.
But fall is definitely my favorite. As this, did I tell you all about my Burning Man boyfriend? I have a Burning Man boyfriend.
Yes, of course you
We're
did.
We're still friends.
What's the latest?
We're still texting, whatever, whatever. But he was like, yeah, dude, I think that fall is your favorite holiday season. And
why are you not dating?
We're not dating, but like we don't live in the same place and we're not going to see each other until November. I don't know. But you know, in 3 months, you might be invited to the wedding. Who knows?
Whoa,
the world is crazy.
All right. It's a great origin story.
You
if
know?
It happens.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed. Then we'll get married on Playa. So hot.
Literally. Yeah. It's really funny that you love fall because like it's not actually a thing in LA. You know what I mean?
I know.
I like... love fall in LA though. I love it. I love it. I'm like, wait, we can do all the fall things, but it doesn't get cold. Love it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I could get behind that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's also, yeah, it's delightful. I've been on the East Coast for most of October and it is delightful over here as well.
We're doing okay here because usually it's like oh shit, it's really starting to get chilly, but we've had a lot of like, is it still summer kind of days like in October, and I'm here for it.
It's just barely sweater weather now.
Yeah
So nice.
Well, if we're just sharing news, I was on NPR yesterday.
Ooh.
And it's been very interesting the amount of like press.
Sorry, was that the liberal state-owned media outlet NPR? Is that what you mean? Got it. Okay, cool.
Just it was an NPR affiliate, and it's interesting because a lot of press is really interested in this Comedians versus AI show, which I've only done twice and haven't put up in months. And I'm like, fuck,
it's such
I really
a good
need
headline.
To put it up
Everyone
again.
Wants. Yeah, it's a, exactly. It's a clickable.
So
headline.
I've been looking into theaters, but it's been really tough because the number of theaters that can handle the tech, even though from it, it's actually very simple. Like I'm not asking the theaters to run anything AI related, but I have to be able to project from two different sources and theaters are running in the 90s. It's so ironic. So I've been trying to find a theater and I really need to get it together. And I found one that can do it, but they also
are very expensive.
They're expensive. Uh-huh, and it's like, you know, I'm used to door deals where it's like, you know, maybe you take 25% of ticket sales.
Yeah.
They would be taking like over 50. And I'm like, is that worth it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You need to get a sponsor.
Right. Yeah. How does that all
work? Like there's so many like AI companies now that.
But I
mean, I guess since you're trashing AI.
Yeah. But you need one that acknowledges that like, hey, we're not there yet. And this is really funny.
It's a good idea.
I love that.
I had a good idea.
Yay. We did it.
Yay. Also, friends, my show is going up tonight, Monday and Wednesday. So if you live in the New York area, New York City, baby, come to see Letters to the Boys I've Never Kissed at the Under St. Mark's Theater. Tickets
it's
are
a very good show. I
sliding
can vouch
scale.
For it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you have a time machine and you can go back in time to tonight, which is Friday the 13th, then you could see the first show. But
if you're listening to this on Monday and you're free tonight, Monday night, you could come or come on Wednesday, 9:00.
I'll put a link to tickets in the show notes here.
The show notes. Also, y'all,
Lindsay sends it to me.
Allie and Matt, did you read in the Discord that one of our listeners was worked on the satellite that just went into space to explore the asteroid Psyche?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking cool. I need to hop into the Discord and do what everybody loves most, which is when I reply to things that are a month old.
I think actually everybody looks forward to when you do that.
Shout out to Billy West, who works, you know, in conjunction with NASA in some capacity. We've talked a lot about
that. Yeah, he's
the
one who sent me all my stickers of Earth that says not flat, we checked, and I love them.
Yeah.
And I have them on my mirror in my bathroom, and on my windowsill I have a not flat, we checked sticker. So good.
This actually brings up a question that I want to ask Billy West in our Discord, so I will do that directly, but maybe it'll spur some conversation here. I have encountered people in life, friends and family, who are like, well, maybe we should, if only we spent that money sending rockets, we should spend it here on Earth. And they're not conservative people or fiscal whatever people. They just generally don't perceive the value in like scientific discovery because it costs a lot of money. But it, like compared to like the defense budget or fucking Medicare subsidies or corn subsidies, it's fucking nothing compared to those programs. And I guess my question is like, what do you think about that? And also, I really want something smart to say to those people. And I don't feel like I'm smart enough to be like, science is important and we should explore the universe because it has led to important things. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Well, this particular rocket was very expensive, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. it's going to be like a decades long mission. So mm-hmm. it's hard to know. It was like over $800 billion, but that's kind of like $8 billion a year, which in the scheme of like the defense budget is not as much, you know?
Yeah, it's tough because I wish that budgets would be reimagined worldwide, right? Like the amount that we invest in like some dumb app that does nothing, like the Yo app, remember, they got like $1 million, right? So it's just like, I wish that there were like
what is the Yo app?
And science. You can only text Yo app back and forth. We can't.
Stop.
I'm just saying, you know, or Theranos, which was completely fake and got like $1 billion in funding. Like, I just wish we could like reimagine how we spend money completely. Because I also think like science geeks getting to do their science is not bad for the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But also to distinguish between, you know, commerce and capitalism, people can, you know, stupid money can go around for stupid things. But I guess it's more like, hey,
government money,
we have X dollars to spend in a country to fund things for the country. How much should we spend on healthcare? How much should we spend on space rockets? How much should we spend on tanks? You know, and obviously that should all be readjusted, but I don't know. I will ask this of Billy West and see what
I wish I could go back in time and figure out how to incentivize people outside of a financial structure.
Right.
You know, it's like money is bad. I just want everybody to be able to do what they enjoy and what they're good at. At both things, because sometimes what you're good at isn't what you enjoy, but there has to be some way to incentivize people to do that, you know, and then allow them to do what they enjoy as well.
I feel like we've talked about it here. If basic needs are provided by a global or a governmental system, food, shelter, health care, then do whatever the fuck you want, you know, if we just can cover those bases, which we can afford.
Yeah.
I know that like women are corrupt too, but I am like sort of in the camp at this point where I feel like if women ran the world, like things would be better.
100.
Like they wouldn't be perfect, but like they would be better.
It's hard to disagree.
It's hard
with that
to know,
concept.
But yeah, it's hard to disagree that it would be better. Like it would have to be better.
Well, because
this is bad. We're in a bad timeline.
One of the groups that I've found and I've been following is there's an Israeli and Palestinian mothers group that gets together and marches and like, that's great. You know what I mean? I'm probably never going to be a mom. That's A-okay. I don't think I want it. But I love that these moms, Palestinian and Israeli, are getting together to march. That is a mom-only solution. Is there a dad group doing that? I don't think so.
Well, okay. I have a question about this. Like, I want to believe that women as a species are generally more forward thinking and caring and nurturing or whatever.
Well, there's a lot of reasons. I think women are raised to be that way. We're told, you know, boys don't cry, blah, 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 blah. So I'm not trying to necessarily shit on men, but I do think that if women ran things, it would be overall better.
I agree with that statement. But then in the last 5 years, you kind of see like all these toxic Moms for Liberty groups and like I guess what
oh,
I'm
that's true that's true
I guess
true.
I'm wondering
and Theranos,
are there
of
more
course, was run by a woman
that's,
so
a weird, that's a weird that's
but
a
I
weird
also
anomaly.
Think that those people were more heavily influenced by the patriarchy and capitalism than female influences.
Well, so we have an overall problem with education. So maybe that's nothing to do with men or women. We just need to start teaching empathy in schools
systemic,
instead of calculus.
It's a systemic I don't
but,
know
I mean why did I learn about sine and cosine? I've never used them.
Wow. Real throwback. And yo, if anyone in here is in high school, you'll
what's that
literally
like?
Never use sine and cosine ever again.
No, don't tell
unless,
them.
Unless
wait,
you
but,
go into
but
math.
What about the difference between a scalene and an isosceles triangle? That was useful.
That is useful to know when you're building your IKEA furniture. It's good to know. But those things, you need to learn them because you need to learn how to think. It's good to learn how to think about things that are difficult. And so that is why,
I know, I'm kidding,
that's why
I'm
you
kidding,
learn it,
I'm
but you won't need to use it. So like, don't stress out, like whatever. If
I
you never get it,
I'm gonna
who cares?
Sine and cosine. Just be like, I'm useless information.
That's a good couple's costume. Sine, cosine. And then you have a baby and it's tangent. The baby's tangent.
You ready?
You and me?
Do it.
Yes.
I love it. Okay. Wait, I had another thought about. Have either of you read the book Half the Sky? It's like an old. Okay, it's really good, but it makes a good argument, like anecdotally and statistically, for women being better at leading communities safely, and it's great. But you know, also has its own point of view, so like you can't take everything as full-throated the correct thing, but it does make an excellent argument for women being the safer choice.
I think about it from an evolutionary psychology point of view almost always, and that almost always brings me back to communal living, like families and extended families living together, raising children communally, meaning it's not nuclear families, it's like this kid can
Matt
go
wants
to this
to live
parent.
On a kibbutz.
Yeah.
I mean, it is the way humans evolved, and then
the
sort of separation
and
capitalization is the problem.
There was an amazing Ezra Klein episode about this, and what I love so much about it is that my friend Nathan sent it to me, and he resonated with it as a married man with two kids, and I resonated with it as a single woman, because it is about the atomization of society and like being told to pursue your dreams, but then you end up really far from family and it's you and your wife and your kids and you have to pay for childcare and all this other stuff. And then, but then it also covered people like me who are looking into communal living and living in a house with adults. Lindsay has my dream.
Yeah.
She's already doing it.
Living that dream.
I am looking into it.
Well, I might have to, if I have a kid, I'll probably have to leave because nobody in that house wants a kid in the house. They don't want a kid. And then thinking about a kid in the house, I think stresses them out. So you can have my spot when I
okay,
move along.
But you're hitting at it, which is like, these are great. I love these aspirations, and it's always market forces that fuck it up or prevent that from being a reality, which is probably the point of what you're talking about, the point of this podcast.
Yeah.
And that is just sad. That's getting back to what Lindsay said of like, I don't think it has to be this way. I don't think this is inevitable. This is a result of history and choices and
I don't know what's gonna happen, if it's gonna be a giant meteor, a total systems failure, but I think
the
financial system needs to crumble and then everything else will.
Yeah, Israel and Palestine are fighting over this tiny bit of land, and I'm like, climate change is gonna get us before they even solve that.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Are you kidding? Peace in the Middle East is all I've ever heard like my entire life.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't think it's possible. Like these people have been fighting over this part of the land for centuries. And I just don't think it's going to happen, because here's the thing. Israel is never going to want a free Palestine. It just does. No matter what they say, like that government. And here we are fighting the same bad guys. Netanyahu and Putin are still in power. What is this? Am I in the fifth grade again? What is happening? I'm so confused as to how...
Well, like, a lot of Israelis are, you know, the really sad thing about Saturday's attacks is how many peace activists. There's a really renowned peace activist who goes to Gaza every week, bringing Gaza's, you know, Palestinians in from Gaza to Israel to receive health care in Israel because the health system is so bad in Palestine for many obvious reasons. And I mean, she's a member of every peace organization. Apparently she's renowned in Israel as a peace activist, and she is one of the hostages in Gaza. And to me, that is the saddest part. I mean, there's so many people, the way we hate Trump, there are so many people that are against Netanyahu.
I keep going to that. Ali, do you, I'm not asking for statistics, but my question is like, did the majority of people in Israel vote for a hardline government, or is it a vocal minority the way like most people did not vote for Trump in this country, but we still got Trump? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Israel is also very polarized because there are, it's a very secular society and simultaneously very religious enclaves. Sure. And so there's this real dilemma, and
which is,
you know,
crazy.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of there are people that are, you know, marching against the occupation and against Netanyahu all the time, right? And those were the actions that we needed.
There were
to
protests
see
recently
up.
About some things. I don't remember exactly what it was, but
Netanyahu is trying
months,
to basically dismantle democracy and
dismantle
make it so that the
privacy
hardline
laws
right
and stuff.
Has more
exactly.
of a say. Yeah,
right.
And
right.
people were protesting about that nightly, and those were the things that needed to continue.
Sure.
Without getting too conspiracy minded, some of the theories I've read, this is just full disclosure, this is not backed, this is just theories, but that like Putin wants to divert American resources from Ukraine. And so like that Putin has a hand in it. And of course, people are saying that Iran has a hand in it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would not be surprised by those things.
I won't be surprised.
Which is funny because it's like Israel and Palestine actually have a lot in common because they're both used as pawns, you know.
Right.
But anyway,
yeah, layers
it's
of
been
geopolitical.
Great.
I don't want to end on a dark note, but I will also strongly dissuade you or anyone to look at this subreddit, but it is r/collapse, which is just articles and news
it.
Of like, yep. We all have microplastics in our body. Science confirms it. Yep. Global warming, unstoppable at this point. Like, it's just news article after news article about like, yeah, this is indicating that a global collapse of society. And like, it's like a car crash. It's very hard to look away from it sometimes. I don't know if we would want to like interview someone from that as a community, but
I would. We talk about it a lot. There. We should do it for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It's on my mind.
I absolutely think that the sign that global, like everyone's worried about societal collapse, isn't that why Roman civilization is like trending? It's like, what are you thinking about Roman civilization? I don't know where that started.
No, I know. But like, yeah, I want to learn about, and there's tons of scholarship and books of like, hey, this colonial power from 2,000 years ago was the biggest thing ever the globe has ever seen. And then goodbye, they
and
vanished.
It
Why
died.
Did that happen?
Yeah.
You know, it's
You're
fascinating.
Like, yikes.
Yeah. Like, will historians 1,000 years from now being like, 2020, that's when it all started. And here we are. You know what I mean? I feel like we're in
will
a
they
time.
Be dressing like us and getting drunk at parties? I don't know.
There you go, too. That, too.
Probably both.
That, too.
All right. Well, you heard it here. Women should run the world, and we are ousting Matt. If you agree, hop into our Discord, discord.gg/2G1P.
I'm ready to go. I'm retiring. Wait, can you kick me out, but then publicly we say, I have decided to retire to spend more time with my family.
Yes.
Can I put that on Twitter?
Yes. On X. You can put it on X.
Excuse me. So sorry.
Excuse you. You are
exit.
Not excused. Okay. Please, please, please. This production is independent now. So patreon.com/2G1P. And thank you so much. We've had an increase in subscribers. And patrons, which has been wonderful. Yeah,
welcome new patrons.
Thank you so much. And we also would love to hear from you. You can call us. That number is
347-871-6548. That number again, 347-871-6LIT.
Just to be clear, nobody answers, so don't get nervous, but automatically it sends you to a voicemail and we love hearing them. You can also email us to g1podcast@gmail.com. And I am at Ally_Goldie, Ally_Goldi, across social media.
And I am at The Lindsay Life, TheLindsayLife, across all platforms. Tell us what you're going to be for Halloween. We love you and bye.
Thanks.